It took nearly a decade to build and cost more than $5 billion, but the new expansion of the Panama Canal is the pride of that small nation. Panama's waterway was built more than 100 years ago, and on a visit to the canal, NPR's Carrie Kahn found both excitement and concern.
Dozens of people crowded into the main hall of the Panama Canal Authority's headquarters late last month to see which ship would win the coveted maiden voyage through the expanded canal, slated for June 26th.
La pequeña Margarita saca una balota.
All eyes were on 9-year-old Margarita Rivas Silvera as she stuck her hand in a see-through metal cage and pulled out the winning name.
Costco.
COSCO, the Chinese shipping company, won the chance to send one of its ultra-large vessels through the new expanded locks, which are longer, wider, and deeper than the original ones completed back in 1914. And with less than 2 months before opening day, hundreds of workers are out in full force. At the far end of one of three huge chambers of the new locks, a backhoe scrapes up the remaining boulders at the water's edge. Waldo Chan of the Canal Authority says there's only 3% of the project left to finish.
Exactly.
They're just putting on the final touches.
Exactly. What are they doing right now?
It's been a long haul for Panama to get this far. Construction started nearly a decade ago, back in September of 2007. Cost overruns, labor fights, and bitter legal disputes delayed opening by more than a year. Niels Haupt of Hapag-Lloyd, one of the world's largest shipping companies, says the industry can now use its so-called Neo-Panamax ships. Those mega vessels hold almost three times the number of containers that fit on the biggest ships allowed now through the canal.
You know, if you have bigger ships, you know, you can just take one big ship instead of two smaller ships, which is, for the shipping line, is a big advantage.
But Steve Fitzroy, a transportation consultant at the Economic Development Research Group, says the new canal opens at a financially difficult time for the shipping industry.
Vessel operators have brought on a lot of large new vessels that are much bigger than have been operating in the past. And demand is weak because of global economic concerns.
Add to that the concern over water. This year's El Nino has left Panama with a longer-than-normal dry season. Last month, the Canal Authority had to restrict ship crossings through the old locks because of the lack of water. Geological engineer J. David Rogers of Missouri University of Science and Technology says the expansion's new locks have built-in reserve bays to save water. And he says engineers built a new dam to allow for more water storage in the wetter years.
Because it's a precious resource, even in a place like Panama, where it rains constantly.
For now, while the country waits for the new canal to finally open its gates, school kids continue to flock to the old locks.
Esto es muy fantástico y muy grandioso y que es muy bello.
11-year-old Rixarete Ramos says it's fantastic and beautiful to watch the big ships. If all goes according to schedule, she'll soon get to see even bigger ones, some of the largest in the world, come through her country. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Panama.